Gold, Central Victoria. Bernard Fanning, I wish you well on the home stretch. We do a thanks to the UK Hotel and Bendigo Outdoor Power Equipment. Well, the SES, Bendigo SES, are on a bit of a recruitment drive, and Deputy Controller for Bendigo SES, Natalie Stanway, joins us. Natalie, good afternoon.
Hi, Daniel. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I noticed on your Facebook page yesterday, hence why I'm having a bit of a chat with you, that you're always seeking volunteers for the SES, but more importantly, you're now in a bit of a recruitment drive. Can you tell us more?
Absolutely. We do a recruitment drive once each year, usually, but unfortunately, due to COVID, we weren't able to do that in 2020. So we're feeling the pinch at the moment due to people's circumstances changing and leaving town and all that sort of thing. We've had a few people leave, and we have quite a few sets of boots and lockers that we need to fill.
How many members do you think you have at the moment just on the books?
Look, there's a difference between how many are on the books and how many are active.
Sure.
I'd say we'd probably have around maybe 25 who are active, and our unit is one that's designated as probably needing around about 50.
Right.
So, yeah, okay. We need a few.
Sure. What's involved with being a volunteer of the SES?
It's something that you can make as much out of it as you want to. When you start, you're given some basic training around first aid and some basic crew member training, being able to find the right equipment for the right job on the right place on the truck, that sort of thing. And as you progress, you train in certain skills, whether that be some storm and water training, some safe work at heights, putting on a harness, getting on a roof, doing some search training, and eventually getting up to road crash rescue training. So and we do have a boat in our unit too.
Wow.
So we need people who are qualified to use that. So there's a lot of different courses that you can do. You can go on to do incident management. I've been a volunteer for 11 years, and I think I've done most courses. But there's so many things that you can do. In terms of being available, we train once a week every Thursday. Beyond that, there are weekend courses that you can attend to brush up your skills, and then you just attend whatever requests for assistance you can around your family commitments, your work commitments, all of that sort of thing. You attend what you can when you can.
I think that's the big thing, isn't it, Natalie, is the fact that you just mentioned there that if you can, you can attend, because obviously we have volunteers in the CFA, of which I was one many moons ago, and it doesn't have to necessarily be that you might not get on the truck or something like that, but there are other ways that you can be involved if you do get a call out.
Oh, there sure are. We need people in the radio room to do communications. We need people to help us out. Like last Friday, when we had that massive storm event come through, we had people there who were doing triage, making phone calls, finding out more about jobs, prioritising them, feeding us, making sure we had adequate supplies for the jobs that we were attending. So if it's not your thing to get on a roof and, patch up a hole in a roof, that's okay. There's something for everybody in the SES. Our members range from, I think around about 19 up to perhaps late 60s.
Wow.
So there's no restriction in terms of age, gender, skill set. We provide all the training that you need at no cost to yourself.
I was going to ask you about that Friday night, just gone, that huge rain event. You had around 50 calls for assistance. The fact that I noticed that a rather large hardware store that we'll mention, Bunnings, where lowest prices are just beginning, apparently, but also they kept you fed as well, and a lot of other people are helping out the SES in one way or another, and they're not members of the SES.
Absolutely. So Bunnings reached out to us and said, look, we'd like to arrange to get some hot sausage rolls and some coffee cards to your people. How many people have you got? What do you need? And we also have a prominent local real estate agent from, am I allowed to mention?
Yeah, absolutely.
Company?
Go for it.
So Andrew Pierce from Tweed Sutherland, he donates a portion of every sales commission that he achieves to our unit. He's been doing that now for, I think, 18 months.
Oh.
And I think he almost owns one of our trucks by now.
Okay.
By how much he's donated. He's just extraordinarily generous. But we work with many organisations in the community who help us out with, sometimes we might walk in on a job to a cafe and need to get some food or drinks for our crew, and they'll help us out with a discount. Not that we're asking for it, but yep. It's really lovely to see that sort of contribution from the community.
All right, for those who might be interested in becoming a volunteer and helping out the Bendigo SES, Natalie, how can they do that? And is there times, dates, whatever?
There are, Daniel. So we've got two information sessions scheduled at the moment. If there's demand, we can add another one. All right. But right now they're on Wednesday the 17th of February. That's our evening one from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Also Saturday the 20th of February, which is a daytime one, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You must book for them though. Under the COVID restrictions, we have to run these as ticketed events.
Yep.
And the links to our Eventbrite ticketing sales are on the SES Bendigo Unit Facebook page. So I'd encourage people to jump on there. If you don't have Facebook, maybe someone can help you out to get onto it or something like that. And just, yeah, follow the links on there and book the ticket to the session that you want to go to. If those sessions fill up and you're still interested, send a message to the Facebook page and we'll schedule another information session and capture those people.
Well, we certainly need some volunteers for the Bendigo SES. Natalie, really do appreciate your time this afternoon, and yeah, we'll have some details on our website as well, and wish you all the best with the recruitment drive.
Thanks, Daniel. Maybe we can get you in orange one day, hey?
You got overalls big enough for me?
Absolutely. We cater for everyone.
Well, let's talk after this, shall we? Now that you've put me on the spot, that is Natalie Stanway, the Deputy Controller for Bendigo SES, joining us on Gold Central Victoria. I may have just dubbed myself in for being a volunteer.